Each of my colleagues, I'm sure, could offer similar reports of the resources directed to military operations in their states. But whether they're serving at sea or training with the 101st Airborne Division in Kentucky, our nation's men and women in uniform will receive some well-deserved benefits from the legislation we're considering today. That includes expanded access to on-base services for veterans, billions in new funding for housing, support infrastructure, and child and health services, and the largest pay raise for our military personnel in nearly a decade.